My name is Mark Dorison, and I'm running for re-election to the Orange County Board of Commissioners from District 1. I was first elected in 2012. I'm currently serving as the vice chairman, and I've worked over the last 3 years to make issues of social justice, civil rights, and equality the primary motivations for county decision making. I think we've been successful in doing that, and I'd like the opportunity to continue to make sure that those values that most folks in our community share are the priority in county policymaking. One thing that I think is really critical going forward for the county commissioners is for us to stop looking at critical issues in isolation. So we talk a lot about affordable housing. We talk a lot about transportation. We talk a lot about environmental protection. We talk a lot about economic development. But we tend to talk about those things by themselves. And I don't think we've done a good enough job recognizing where those issues all intersect and thinking about how decisions around one aspect impacts maybe positively, sometimes negatively, goals that we have on other priorities. So when we're thinking about affordable housing, for example, it's really critical to think about not just the physical structure and the house that folks will live in, but what are the other needs and services that low-wealth residents who will ultimately occupy that housing are going to need? Will they have access to transit? Will they have access to high-quality schools? Will they be able to access job training programs at Durham Tech or employment opportunities at the university or elsewhere in the county? So I think we've been very successful in making progress on all of those various priorities and goals. But I think even when we make progress on one thing, if we're not thinking about these issues collectively, we're not ultimately reaching the potential that we can. I don't think we can ever have a conversation where we're not talking about economic development. Whether you're talking about property tax rates or you're talking about fighting poverty or creating opportunities, you've got to be talking about economic development, job creation, improving the commercial opportunities in the county. And so we have these economic development nodes along I-85. We were very successful in recruiting the Morinaga Candy Factory, but that kind of sort of big game hunting, incentives, competition for big industry, I think is one that Orange County is just always going to be at a disadvantage. If property tax is the bottom line that companies look at, we'll always come up short compared to Alamance or Durham or Chatham. So I think our economic development model rightly will rely on those economic development nodes and putting infrastructure in there and making them business friendly. But it will also depend on promoting Orange County in a different way, really highlighting the things that do make us unique compared to the counties around us. School quality, environmental protection, cultural resources, the university and the medical center. Those aspects of the county are things that we really need to highlight and make it clear why, for the same reasons that residents want to live here, why businesses should be here. When folks go to the polls, I hope what's at the top of their mind when they see my name is my very long commitment in this community to civil rights, to working with under-resourced neighborhoods, to truly pushing for inclusion, equity, equal treatment, and social justice. And I think everybody's talking about social justice, which is great, but I believe I have the strongest, longest, most significant record here in Orange County and across the state on that issue, which I think is really the core value that our community has.